Did you grow up in this part of Indiana?
About a half mile from here. You asked at the right time.
How did you first meet Jim?
I met through the Amish Youth Vision Project.
Oh, is that?
He kept bugging me right over there. That red green roof barn right there. That's where I grew up.
Oh wow. Who lived there when you were growing up?
My great grandma.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. There was four generations living there for about 6 years.
Wow.
And she died at the age of 90.
Wow.
Now my grandpa, yesterday it was 2 years that he passed away. So that was another generation that was living there. Now my dad, he jumped into the Dottie house, which that's how we call it, but it'd be grandpa house. Grandparent house, there you go. And my brother's took over the farm 2 years ago.
Huh. Wow. How many people were living there when you were a kid? That must be loads of people.
That were related to me?
Yeah.
Well, it would have been grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. Great grandma. That's right when I was about 6 years old.
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa, and then mom and dad and us kids would have been only three kids at that time, but seven of them. There was a total of seven kids.
Wow. Did you feel like you got a lot of attention then compared to...
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sometimes the attention I didn't want either. Too. Absolutely. Yeah, it was great. It was absolutely great. When I lost my grandpa and my grandma, it was almost like losing a mom and dad. Because, I mean, you had another party there to steer you the right way and probably give you more of that. Because, of course, dad, he was always working. And he gave you more. My grandma and grandpa gave you more of that. Not even sure what kind of love it was, but it was more the affection, the good affection. Can I say that? Mm. Because you'll get the tough love. That's nothing wrong with that. But with grandma and grandpa, like, hey, here, have some candy, and you know how that old deal goes. So it was it was great. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely got enough attention.
Mm. How is like. A childhood like yours in an Amish community, how is it different to like a kind of English childhood?
How's it different? Well, right now it's probably technology which is seeping into the Amish kids, but and churches. Going back to my, it was okay. Here's one thing: spending. This is how we always. Especially my generation, how we look at it. Spending time with the family was going out and working in the fields.
Right.
Or milking the cows.
Right.
It wasn't, we need to spend time with the family, going on a vacation, and that type of thing. Now, we did small stuff. Took a day off, just went to the zoo, airport, whatever, you know, but not necessarily just going to Florida, living on the beach for a week. That trend has definitely changed in the last 25, 30 years.
Oh, really? So are there Amish people who go to Florida for, how do they get there?
There's a bus route that goes down there, I don't know, it's 100 times a year, and I mean, from last of October to end of April, there's so many routes. I mean, they got crossroad tours up here in Shipshawana, and they got Pioneer out of Ohio. They come in, they have about five stops here, and then take them on down to...
It must take quite a long time to get to Florida from here by car.
Yeah, probably, what is it, 18 to 22 hours.
Wow. Right, so that's one of the things that's changed is... what kind of change has technology brought?
Technology, even if you just start with a farmer, that's not technology necessarily, that's more, I mean, they got horses hitched onto the power carts and everything that we didn't have as a kid. It was more ground driven. It was more, you know, laid back. And it's just now, even the farmers, it seems like it's such a, I don't want to say peer pressure, but it's everybody's got to have the latest and greatest in the fields. And I'm happy for them. More power to them. We extinguished all the farmers out of this community anyways. Everybody wants to blame it on the RV factories, but so much of the church ordinance was surrounded, or was not surrounded, I can't think of the word.
What?
Tiffany's probably. Was the ordinance was more, everything was about the farmer. So you can't have this, you can't have this, and then everybody's like, well, look, we can make an easy living just going to the RV factory. And
what is an RV? Is it a kind of car?
No, RV is a recreational vehicle, which is travel trailers, fifth wheels, pop-up campers. It's all camping.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah, Elkhart County is the RV capital of the world.
Oh, wow.
So we just, yeah. And I don't know. You know, another thing, Jim, I'm thinking we might have a lot of distraction here. If it